Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to our weekly roundup section called This Week on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Jack. That's right, we're going to discuss all the latest football action from Match Week 8 in the Premier League.
And not only that, we've also got lots of interesting words and phrases to help you talk about football in English.
And we want you to use and practice these phrases by interacting with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
You can find all our latest content on the Premier Skills English homepage or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page.
Let's start with this week's headlines.
Mahrez blazes over as Liverpool and City share the spoils.
Manchester City missed the chance to win at Anfield for the first time in 15 years when Riyad Mahrez blasted an 85th minute penalty way over the bar. In a match with few chances, the point earned keeps both teams at the top of the Premier League.
United comeback relieves the pressure at Old Trafford.
Following four games without a win, Manchester United were under a lot of pressure to win this one. And when they went two down after just 10 minutes, it didn't look good. But a magnificent second half comeback with an injury time winner from Alexis Sanchez gave United victory.
Clubs enjoying their weekend travels.
There were five away wins in the Premier League this weekend. Everton took the points against Leicester. Wolves won at Palace. Bournemouth thrashed Watford 4-0, Arsenal scored 5 at Fulham, and Chelsea's 3-0 win at Southampton took them to the top of the Premier League with City and Liverpool.
Eight games played and three teams still undefeated, all tied at the top with 20 points.
Did you know it's only the second time in Premier League history that three teams have been unbeaten after eight matches?
I didn't. Nice fact. Vocabulary alert! Vocabulary alert! In our vocabulary alert, we look at some football English that we used in this week's headlines.
The phrases this week are all connected to missing chances.
The words and phrases are to sky it, to balloon it over, to put it over or to put it wide, to miss a sitter, to hit it way over, and it's still rising now.
Let's start with the easiest one, which I think is to put it wide or to put it over. This phrase means a player shoots and the ball goes to the side of the post when it's wide, or the shot is too high and it goes over the crossbar. We say he's put it wide or he's put it over the bar.
The rest of the phrases are quite informal. To sky it is quite fun and means to hit a shot far too high over the crossbar. The ball is going into the sky rather than the goal.
He's ballooned it over is a similar phrase, but is more negative and usually describes a weak shot from near the goal that goes over the bar.
To miss a sitter means to miss a very easy chance. The opportunity is so easy that you could score when you're sitting down.
Another common phrase is way over. Riyad Mahrez hit his penalty way over the crossbar. It wasn't even close to the crossbar.
I think his penalty is still rising now. You might hear a commentator or opposition fan say this. It means the ball is continuing to go up or to rise. If you say this, you're being a little bit sarcastic.
See if you can use any of this vocabulary in the comments section at the bottom of the page.
The phrases again, to sky it, to balloon it over the bar, to put it over or to put it wide, to miss a sitter, to hit it way over, and it's still rising now. Right, every week we give out three Match Week awards.
The awards are Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Goal of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
Or, if you prefer, give a shout out to your favourite team or player.
Rafael RC from Brazil has been talking about West Ham's Felipe Anderson. He thinks we should all keep an eye on him.
And El Ghul from Algeria was praising Liverpool's Daniel Sturridge last week for his good recent performances as a substitute.
Let's start with this week's Player of the Week.
Paul Pogba was at the heart of Manchester United's comeback. Alexandre Lacazette had a great game for Arsenal, and Eden Hazard was brilliant for Chelsea once again.
But our Player of the Week is Bournemouth's Joshua King. 2 goals in a 4-0 away win for Bournemouth, and the Cherries are up to 6th place in the Premier League.
Now, Team of the Week. Bournemouth, Manchester United and Chelsea all had really good wins, but our Team of the Week is Arsenal.
A 5-1 win and a 9th victory in a row for Arsenal in all competitions.
And finally, our Goal of the Week. Gylfie Sigurdsson scored a brilliant long-range goal for Everton, and Alexandre Lacazette scored a cracker for Arsenal.
But our Goal of the Week is another Arsenal player. Aaron Ramsey's goal was sensational. It was a fantastic team goal with fast one-touch passing and a lovely flicked finish at the end.
That's what Arsenal are all about. Fantastic. Every week, Rich is going to predict the result of one Premier League match, and we want you to make your prediction too.
Lots of you made predictions last week for the Liverpool-Manchester City match.
A few of you predicted a draw, but nobody predicted a goalless draw. I think we were all a bit surprised.
There's an international break this week, so we have to wait until the weekend of the 20th and 21st of October for the next round of Premier League matches.
Which match are you going to predict?
It's Chelsea v Manchester United. Jose Mourinho returns to his old club once again, and Chelsea will be trying to stay at the top of the Premier League. United have been playing better away than at home this season, so it might be a tricky match for Chelsea. But Chelsea have, in my opinion, the player of the season so far, Eden Hazard. For that reason, I'm going to go for a Chelsea win. Final score, Chelsea 2, Manchester United 1.
This match has got draw written all over it for me. I think it'll be a 1-1 draw.
We'll see. Make your predictions on the page below. You get 1 point if you predict the right result and 3 points if you predict the right score.
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this football roundup. Join the discussion at the bottom of the page.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.